spectacular example of determined young people demanding their rights gives glorious inspiration to all decent persons, not only from our nation, but throughout the world. You have taken hold of the tradition of nonviolent resistance, and you're carrying it forward toward the end of bringing us closer to that day of full freedom. In my recent travels to Africa and Asia, I was struck by the youthfulness of the leaders in their struggle for liberation and the immensely responsible role of students. Whether it's fresh, whether it's new, is your fight is the fact that it was initiated, fed, and sustained by students. Well, as good as that American students have come of age, you now take your honor in places and you are able to create a creative protest against segregated eating facilities, and again highlights the fact that segregation is a Negro burden and America's shame. You have also given an additional death blow to the once prevalent idea that the Negro prefers segregation. You have also made it clear that we will not be satisfied with total integration. For total integration is nothing but a new form of discrimination, covered up with certain niceties and complexities. Separate eating facilities, where in public schools are concerned and public places, are inherently unequal. The underlying philosophies of segregation diametrically opposed to democracy and Christianity. Cannot make them lie down together. Amen. So I call upon all the people of goodwill in this community to support the efforts of these students. I would also call upon white people of the state to back up this marvelous protest of these students. Amen. What they are doing is significant not only for North Carolina, not only for the Negro, but for the whole of America. Moments of difficulty. wrong will make of it a virtue. To suffer in our righteous cause is to grow our humanity's full stature. If only to save ourselves from bitterness, we need the vision to see the ordeals of this generation as an opportunity to transfigure ourselves and American society. Yeah. Let us not fear going to jail. If the official threatens to arrest us for standing up for our rights, we must answer by saying that we are willing and prepared to go to jail. Maybe we will take this willingness to convince the dozing conscience of our nation. May I also urge you to continue to struggle on the highest level of dignity. You have rightfully chosen to follow a path of nonviolence. As we protest, our ultimate aim is not to defeat or humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. We have a moral obligation to remind him that segregation is wrong. Let us protest with the ultimate aim of being reconciled with our white brothers. As we sit down quietly to request a cup of coffee, let us not forget to drink from that invisible cup of love.
You struggle to win a victory.